From Digitiki.com.
I know one of the most romantic places we can go to.
Where is that?
Well, I give you a hint. It's where all the girls wear grass skirts and they do this dance where they shake their alohas. And all the fellows ride on the surfboards.
Surfboards?
Yes. Can you guess where it is?
Oh, yes. And I'd love to go there, but I don't think we could get a visa to travel into East Berlin.
Welcome to the Quiet Village.
And welcome back for another visit here at the Quiet Village. I am your host, Digitiki, coming to you direct from Digitiki.com, broadcasting from deep within the jungly heart of the Quiet Village. I've got another wonderful show. I got a lot of positive feedback from people writing in about the Don the Beachcomber episode, about the movie. And it was really, really great to speak with Holly and the two directors of the movie. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. So I want to thank you all for writing in. This is going to be a music episode. We're going to go back to music here. And I am very happy to say that there's a fair number of people out there actually making new Exotica. And, I'm also happy to be a part of it. Sometimes I get to be, I'm asked to play vibes on it as a sideman. I enjoy that. So I'm always happy to do that. I've got three projects I'm working on at the time. I can't really talk about them yet because they are not to the point that I can talk about. There's only one that I can talk about, and that is I am working with Jason Lee. If you guys are familiar with Jason Lee and the Riptides, I'm working with that Jason Lee. We are working on a full album of what he calls Dark Wave, which I think is kind of reminds me of the soundtrack to The Thing by John Carpenter meets Tiki. So it's kind of synth 80s, dark, goth 80s synth tiki. I don't know how to describe it, but it's a lot of fun. I'm working on that. We are working a full 12-inch LP that's going to be coming out. I'm also working on two other projects, one of which is follow-up to my own record, The Highest Sunset, which I haven't got a title for yet, but I am working on a hope to get that out really soon. But a lot of stuff. But there are people out there who have released Exotica, and I want to play some of it. Some of it's kind of modern Exotica too, not just vintage sounding Exotica, but this is all new. There's like L'Exota Ghost, the Tiki Delights, Mr. Mawai and the Tiki Heads. I received a record from a group called Pink Teddy Bear. And another listener turned me on to this group called Cosmique Hypnotique. And I've got something from the lovely lady that I interviewed who did the score for the Don the Beachcomber movie, Holly Amber Church. I've got stuff from her Tiki Lounge TV themes record. So let's just get started right away with one of my really good friends here, Mike Young, aka Mr. Mawai and the Tiki Heads. They have just put out a track called Pufferfish, and I love that title. So here, just brand spanking new, hot off the presses, from my very good friend Mr. Mawai and the Tiki Heads, here is Pufferfish, right here on the Quiet Village. Thank you. Okay, that was a set of two really good friends of mine and one half of the Midday Mai Tais project, which I was grateful enough to be a part of. And if you haven't got that record, check it out, digitiki.com. The Midday Mai Tais, you're going to love it. That was the Tiki Delights with Port of Call Tahiti. Darren Long, of course, the head of the Tiki Delights. And right before that was another member of the Midday Mai Tais project, Mr. Mawai and the Tiki Heads, with a brand new single called Puffer Fish. Love both of those tunes. All right, we're going to move on to some new exotica that listeners and the bands themselves have sent in to me, and I really appreciate it. It's really nice to see people out there making exotica, trying new things, even taking exotica into the future, melding different things together. So I'm going to start off with a band that a listener turned me on to. This is the band called Cosmique Hypnotique. I know absolutely nothing about them, but I love this song called A Lust Beyond. And then we're going to play something from a European sensation out of Spain, L'Exotic Ghost, with their newest album. So here we go. Let's get into some brand new exotica. Thank you. All right, there's a little excursion right there for you. That was some brand new stuff. I don't know if I would actually call that exotica or exotica adjacent. It's very new, neo-exotica maybe. That is a group that they sent me the LP, Pink Teddy Bear. So thank you guys for sending me that. The album is called Welcome to the Tiki Farm, and they are not associated with Tiki Farm, the mug maker, but that's the name of the album, Welcome to the Tiki Farm, and that tune was called Jabotikaba. Say that 10 times fast. But that's kind of interesting. I'm always interested to see how somebody can take exotica and bring it forward, make something out of it, and mash it up into new things. I like that. Okay, right before that was another one that a band I had never heard of. It was a listener had sent me the track. Cosmic Hypnotique is the name of the artist and the album, and that track was called A Lust Beyond. Har lust. I don't know. The Mai Tai is kicking in. Anyway, so let's move on to a couple of tunes here. And I am going to play one by a new friend of mine that I have made strictly by chance. And she is a film composer who's done a lot of movies and also has done the score for the Dawn the Beachcomber film, The Dawn of Tiki. Holly Amber Church, and I'm not going to play you a horror movie soundtrack excerpt from her work, although she's done quite a lot and she's gotten a lot of acknowledgments for it. She also put a record that I would say kind of came out under the radar, and it's a lot of fun. She did a record called Tiki Lounge TV Themes, and it is exactly what you think it is. It's classic TV show themes done exotica style, and there are some great ones on here. Of course, the Dick Van Dyke Show is on there. There's just a lot of great tunes, but I'm going to play you the obvious track, okay? This is the theme from Gilligan's Island done exotica. And then I'm going to play you a track from the new L'Exotic Ghost out of Spain from their album Hawaii Esta en... Oh, gosh. Hawaii Esta en Tu Mente. I'm going to play their track Hanalei Dawn. I'll see you on the other side. Here's Holly Amber Church with a great, fun, exotica rendition of Gilligan's Island right here on The Quiet Village. That was a fun tune. That is a brand new single out by the Manicuras, another guy who was part of the Midday Mai Tais project. I can't even talk. Connie Manicura of the Manicuras, who was part of the Midday Mai Tais project. That's a brand new one from the Manicuras called The Tingler. And I don't know enough about the soundtrack to that movie. I believe it was from the 50s, The Tingler. I know that they used to, I don't know if that music is from it or if it's an homage to it or if it's totally brand new. I guess I should ask him. He sent that to me and I didn't ask him if that was a redo of the theme song, but I don't know if you guys have heard of that movie. It was a Vincent Price movie called The Tingler. And it sounds really crazy, but what they used to do is they would, when they would show it in the theaters, they would rig these little vibrator things onto some of the seats. And they would say, "Beware, the tingler is loose in the theater." And then people's seats would buzz and people would freak out. And I think that's brilliant. But anyway, I don't know if that is The Tingler, but that was definitely a cool track there. Okay, and right before that, we heard, what did we hear? We heard L'Exotic Ghost, which is a tiki group out of Spain. Kind of very creative guys, very interesting stuff. It was brand new album out called Hawaii Esta En Tu Mente. Sorry, I said that slowly because I'm reading it. That track was called Hanalei Dawn. And right before that, we heard Holly Amber Church, who is a very accomplished film composer who I interviewed in the last episode, did the score to The Dawn of Tiki. That is her album called Tiki Lounge TV Themes. And of course, that was Gilligan's Island. She does lots of classic TV themes done exotica style. And I highly recommend you checking that out. You can find it on streaming services and YouTube and all of that. YouTube Music, which I've gotten into lately. Okay, it's time for the mailbag. Well, not really the mailbag. I just, middle of the show here, I thought I'd do a little bit of talking about different things that are happening and whatnot. I got a wonderful email from a gentleman by the name of Royce. Shout out to Royce. I know he's listening. He discovered the show not too long ago. He's a merchant sailor who discovered the show and takes it on his journeys. He sent me some wonderful, lovely photos of an island in the South Pacific. He didn't really specify which one, but it looks very wonderful. Not commercialized at all. Very rural, and it was fascinating. So I want to thank you, Royce. That was fantastic. Keep those photos coming. I mean, that was a nice little vacation to take for a few minutes to look at those photos. Really great. I also want to do a little talk about some other things that are happening with Spotify. And I have posted this on social media before that I'm considering taking my music off of Spotify, specifically Spotify, for a whole bunch of reasons. And I'd like to talk about that. I'm going to take a moment to actually use the platform that I have here on the show for a little bit of advocacy and education. Now, I know a lot of you are on Spotify. A lot of you have subscriptions with Spotify. I have a problem with Spotify. I have posted recently that I was considering taking my music off of Spotify. And I kind of want to expand on those reasons, give you a little bit of info in case you haven't been in on it. It's really something the artists, it's kind of underlying, and it's with the artists. And I'm an artist myself. I put out music. I play for people that put out music. I've played on a lot of records for people. And I've put my own out, and I'm working on some of my own material again as well. So I see this, and I work and know, and I'm very good friends with a lot of people that see this too, and they are affected by it. And one of the issues is specifically with Spotify. And what I'm going to tell you now, it's not based on conspiracy. It's based on a lot of research and work that I have done in talking with people and checking out things. So this is not just hearsay, conspiracy theory, rabbit hole stuff. So this is stuff that I have vetted, and I want to give you a little bit of the information as a listener. And I know that a lot of you who listen, the vast majority of you who listen to this show, listen and support artists, small, unsigned label artists, people who put out the music on themselves. They put their own blood, sweat, tears, money, they release it, they charge their credit cards up, they go into debt to release LPs and CDs and whatnot in hopes that someone will buy them. Most of which have told me personally, I don't care if I make a fortune, I just want to break even. And I think that's laudatory. And making music is therapy, let's face it. I've always joked with some of my friends, I said, you know, making music is my therapy. If I didn't do it, I'd probably be burying people in the backyard. It keeps me sane, because the world's crazy out there, and that's another show we could get into. But one of the issues with Spotify is over the years, since its inception, it has decreased more than 30% the amount of payout per stream to artists. And I'm not talking about just independent artists. I'm talking about all artists. They now pay the least from what I can see. They pay very, very little. And also last year, Spotify introduced a whole new algorithm scheme in which, as an artist, you don't get considered for payout at all. Not even one penny, unless you reach over 1,000 streams. And I believe it's 1,000 per month. And that's on your song, not you as a total artist. I think that's you per song. Somebody can fact check me on this. But from what I've seen. So basically, if you make 999 streams in a month, you don't get a dime. You're not even included in the pot that's divided up and calculated. There's also been a lot of issues with stream farming. Now, if you're not familiar with stream farming, I'll tell you that in a nutshell, it's where somebody sets up all of these things like phones. They're not phones, but they're similar, like these little, they're called Blueberry or Raspberry Pi, which is a little circuit board, looks about like a phone. They put hundreds of them up and they have fake accounts and they stream a particular song day and night. So you can rack up millions of streams almost overnight for a song. And people have been demonetized by being accused of that sometimes, which I think in some cases it's true and in some cases it's wrong. It is illegal and it is grounds for being removed from Spotify as well as other platforms. And I think that's legit. However, it's starting to come to light here and it's beginning to look like major labels are using streaming farms for their artists and they are not being bumped off. I find it really difficult to believe that a brand new artist that no one's ever heard of debuts at number one from a major label on Spotify. That I have a problem with, but there's a lot of other things behind there, and I'm not going to go into this, but I will tell you, if you want to look into it, check out YouTube. There's lots of really legitimate artists out there who have spent a lot of time and a lot of years working on this stuff. They bring the receipts. There's also a wonderful lawyer on there. She's a young looking female lawyer who's a music lawyer who does a lot of stuff about some of the real shady things that are happening in the music business legally, and also a lot on Spotify's legal issues. One of the things that she brought up was Spotify's new terms of service, which we as artists, which we distribute through DistroKid and CD Baby and all that, we don't sign those. They do on our behalf. So we technically sign those things. Now Spotify is introducing or about to introduce a new service in which they will let the listeners do mashups and remixes of artists' music. I am not opposed to that. I love when somebody remixes stuff. It gets creative. Mashups are a lot of fun. They're usually funny. I'm not opposed to it, intellectually. However, Spotify is saying that you as the artist that is being remixed do not have rights to that music. You don't get a dime from it. So imagine someone going on, someone has a subscription to Spotify. They go on, they make a mashup of two different artists and their copyrighted music. That mashup is now not eligible for payout of any kind. That's wrong. That's illegal. I mean, you can't not pay artists for their music. Also in there, as I understand it from this lawyer's video, Spotify is also now including clauses that say they can take your music, use it for promotion. They can use it for their own purposes, and you are not eligible for a payout of any kind, not even a tenth of a cent for a stream. And that's wrong. Completely wrong. Absolutely, completely wrong. There's also a lot of issues. The CEO of Spotify, some of his actions, I fully disagree with. And there's AI issues with Spotify, not really policing that. And that is another show unto itself, AI music. But I just want to encourage you guys to check this out and see if it works or doesn't work for you, especially as a supporter of independent artists, okay? If it doesn't work for you, consider changing, all right? I'm going to flat out say, and I'm going to use this platform to tell you, consider getting off Spotify. I had a family plan, and my family was not happy when I canceled it, because Spotify, I will tell you, is really good at allowing you to find new artists. Their algorithms and the playlists are really great for finding new artists, but they don't pay for shit. Okay. I'm going to say that in there. I got to put an advisory on this now, but they don't pay for shit. And I will tell you now, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, some of those pay almost double what Spotify pays, and they still pay very little per stream. So I just, as an independent artist and as someone who plays with, supports, and plays independent artists and is very good close friends with independent artists, we're not out there saying we're going to make $1 million. We're out there putting this out because it's in our hearts, and we just hope that we break even. So I'm going to leave it at that. I've said my piece. Now we're going to move on to the music, and here we go. I'm going to play one from a listener all the way from Italy, David Monticelli, who sent me a brand new song of his called The Oddity, and it's great. So David, if you're listening, mahalo for that. Here you go. Then we're going to do a new one from Y Tiki 7. So here we go. Back to the music. All independent artists on this episode, as it turns out. So thank you very much. It turns out most of the artists making brand new exotic are all independent out there. So here we go. David Monticelli with The Oddity right here on The Quiet Village. Thank you. All right. That was some brand new stuff from the Waitiki Seven. They have been around for a long time. They put out some stuff. That is a new one called Caves of the Sea, which looks to be an EP, six tracks, some of which are covers, some are some of their previous tunes, but all re-recorded. The artwork is fantastic, so that was fun. That was a track called the what is it called? Cave of Uldo. Uldo. Gosh, I don't know how to pronounce that. Cave of Uldo. Anyway, that song actually reminded me of like a car chase scene from a TV show. And I don't mean that in a bad way. That was fun. Very up-tempo stuff. And before that, we heard from an artist who in Italy, David Monticelli, who sent me a track called The Oddity. So, thank you for that, David. That was really wonderful. And my Mai Tai is empty, and it means we've come to the end of another visit here at the Quiet Village. I do want to thank you all for listening. Remind you that you can go to the Quiet Village at any time by going to digitiki.com. You can listen to this and all past episodes. You can also see what tracks were played, who the artist was, that sort of thing. You can subscribe to the podcast, so as soon as a new episode is out, it is immediately available to you automatically, and that is and always will be free. Also, you can check out the Quiet Village Radios, the streaming tiki music 24/7. So I want to thank all of you. And, you know, going back and looking at all of the artists on here that I've talked about after my rant about Spotify and making sure that small independent artists basically get their due, so to speak. I've realized that every artist on here is a small independent artist, not on a major label that I'm aware of. Legzotic Ghost, I don't know if they're on a major out of Europe. They probably would be the only one. But anyway, I want to thank all of you for listening and for supporting the artist. I'm going to play another artist, brand new material that... and he's also a good friend of mine. I got to do a show with him he played bass in one of my shows. Really, really good friend of mine. And he goes by the name Freddie Canoe. All right, Freddie Canoe. He is also part of Tiki Tronic. So if you've ever been to Tiki Caliente or Tiki Oasis in San Diego, you've seen the duo Tiki Tronic. They are a lot of fun. And this is his own record that he put out just earlier this year, Freddie Canoe Live at the Rum Stumbler. And it's kind of this concept record of this live show at this tiki restaurant called the Rum Stumbler. So, and it's a really great record. So I'm going to leave you with a wonderful track off of here, Moonlight Mangrove by Freddie Canoe. Another independent artist, Freddie Canoe, live at the Rum Stumbler. So until next time, everybody, I wish you all have a wonderful, we're moving into the holiday season here, so I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season, and stay safe out there, and remember, try and leave the world just a tiny bit better when you go to bed as it was when you found it in the morning when you got up. I want to say, don't just say aloha, live aloha. Sorry, that Mai Tai is really kicking in. So I'm going to leave you now with Freddie Canoe from Live at the Rum Stumbler with Moonlit Mangrove. Until next time, everyone, aloha.